We continue our reading in the prophet Isaiah, coming today to Isaiah chapter 51, beginning at verse 12, and we'll read to the end of the chapter. If you're online or otherwise need the bulletin, it's on page 8 in our bulletin. It'll be on your screens if you're watching online. Now, there is a principle known as the theological seesaw. You know what a seesaw is? The playground apparatus, and a person gets on one end and on the other, and one's up, the other's down, and it goes back and forth if they're reasonably balanced weight-wise. Well, the idea is that there is that kind of relationship between our respective views of God and man. If we think what's really important is man, if man's the decisive factor, if our enemies are overwhelming us in our thoughts and pleasing man, gaining things from man, if that's what we believe, well, then our view of God's going to be down and the sixth significance of God's role in our life. But likewise, as we see God in his greatness and power and grace, then on the other hand, if we see that high up, we won't fear man as much. We won't esteem the things of man as much, the theological seesaw. Well, that's exactly what's operating in this passage. You remember Isaiah is writing to a future generation that would be in exile and captivity in Babylon, and he points out at the beginning that, yes, while your earthly situation is very bad, and these are bad people with a lot of power, and there's really, you're bereft of other supports, but I'm a lot more powerful than they are. And God is able to overthrow. He's able to meet the needs of his people despite all opposition. On the other hand, in terms of God's mercy as well, well, man is ruthless, and the situation they put themselves in is deplorable. They've come under God's judgment. It's going to describe how deplorable it is, and yet God has mercy. We rely on the power of God to save us. We rely on the mercy of God to have compassion and relent. Well, that's what we have in this passage, the great God and his power and mercy. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word. I'm going to begin at verse 12 of Isaiah 51. I am he who comforts you. Who are you that you are afraid of man who dies, of the Son of Man who is made like grass, and have forgotten the Lord your Maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and you fear continually all the day because of the wrath of the oppressor when he sets himself to destroy? And where is the wrath of the oppressor? He who is bowed down shall speedily be released. He shall not die and go down to the pit, neither shall his bread be lacking. I am the Lord your God, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. And I have put my words in your mouth and covered you in the shadow of my hand, establishing the heavens and laying the foundations of the earth and saying to Zion, you are my people. Wake yourself, wake yourself. Stand up, O Jerusalem. You who have drunk from the hand of the Lord, the cup of his wrath, who have drunk to the dregs, the bowl, the cup of staggering. There is none to guide her among all the sons she has borne. There is none to take her by the hand among all the sons she has brought up. These two things have happened to you. Who will console you? Devastation and destruction, famine and sword. Who will comfort you? Your sons have fainted. They lie at the head of every street like an antelope in a net. They are full of the wrath of the Lord, the rebuke of your God. Therefore, hear this, you who are afflicted, who are drunk but not with wine. Thus says your Lord, the Lord your God, who pleads the cause of his people. Behold, I have taken from your hand the cup of staggering, the bowl of my wrath you shall drink no more. And I will put it into the hands of your tormentors who have said to you, bow down that we may pass over. And you have made your back lie down like your back like the ground and like the street for them to pass over. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.